Good morning. Welcome to this morning's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the divine principle view. And don't forget that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today's episode is one that I've inserted especially in the schedule because it is extremely shocking what is going on. And the title is Impeach President Biden Over Blowing Up the Nord Stream Pipeline. So let's jump into this. We'll look at an article by Scott Ritter. This is from Scott Ritter's Substack, Scott Ritter Extra. Truth 1. The President of the United States, Joe Biden, by conspiring with members of his national security team to deliberately bypass constitutionally mandated reporting requirements to Congress regarding acts of war undertaken by the United States, has committed an impeachable offense unmatched by any other president in the history of the United States. Truth 2. The blowback that will occur inside Germany to the revelations put forward by Seymour Hersh that the United States carried out an economic Pearl Harbor by destroying energy infrastructure critical to the well-being of the German nation has a potential breaking up the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and the European Union, EU, upending more than 80 years of post-war European security and stability, resulting in the diminishment of the United States on the world stage as it becomes isolated from longtime European allies that served as the foundation of the global acceptance of the so-called rules-based international order that has served as a means by which the United States exerted global hegemony. Truth 3. The decision to attack the Nord Stream pipeline puts a lie to the U.S. contention that Russia's invasion of Ukraine was an unprovoked act of aggression. Instead of underscoring the harsh truth that the United States had a strategic plan which hinged on provoking a conflict with Russia in Ukraine to provide the geopolitical cover for ending Europe's reliance upon cheap Russian natural gas by demonstrating that every time Russia sought a negotiated end to the crisis, whether before the invasion through implementation of the Minsk Accords or after in the Istanbul round of talks scheduled for April 1st, the United States sabotaged the effort, keeping the conflict alive long enough to implement its major objective, the destruction of Nord Stream. In fact, Cy Hirsch, through his reporting, has exposed truths which have the potential of bringing down a presidency, destroying NATO, and proving Russia right in the eyes of the world. Name one other piece of journalism in the past half century that packs such a punch. You can't. So that is really an amazing assertion by Scott Ritter. And, you know, you can look at the article by Cy Hirsch about all the details that came about, how that came about. And Washington has denied that, like in September 22, and now again recently when the German chancellor came. But actually, you know, that was a joint project of Gazprom and a Swiss company. So we're actually blowing up a foreign asset. Imagine if Russia or any other country came off the coast of Alaska or anywhere in the U.S. and blew up our pipeline. That's an act of war. So Biden has committed an act of war without getting the necessary approval from Congress or, you know, even a committee of eight in Congress that works with foreign intelligence. And anyway, when did we declare war in Ukraine anyway? Aren't we having a proxy war there? So this is definitely, he needs to be impeached. Like, they tried to impeach President Trump, what, three times over nothing. A very nice phone call, you know, with the president of Ukraine, you know, and, you know, so, but this is an actual, you know, act of war he's committed. What's he trying to do? Start World War III? So this was planned out before Russia, you know, invaded the Ukraine, and they kept dragging things along. And then, you know, in the different accords, they weren't actually planning on ever keeping the Minsk Accord or others. And now Russia has withdrawn from the START Treaty, the only remaining nuclear treaty, and we already violated that ourselves. Why? Why? Is it good to have nuclear buildup? No, that's wrong. And just saying, oh, Ukraine is innocent, and, you know, Russia's a terrible aggressor. Well, no, I don't agree with other countries invading countries like Russia. But on the other hand, you know, since 2014, we were involved with the overthrow of the legitimately elected president there. And now we actually been funneling in this type of proxy war all these tens and hundreds of billions of dollars. That needs to stop. And the CIA should be disbanded. What is it doing since 2021 in the so-called Patriot Act, spying on our own citizens, you know, doing these kind of illegal covert operations? No. And FBI also persecuting our own citizens, banging a door at 6 a.m. if you're against election fraud, you know, seizing your phone and all your documents and computers. No, that needs to go. And so actually, Biden actually said he was going to blow up the pipeline in so many words. So let's listen to that now, to this really incredible clip here.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
So absolutely, President Biden needs to be impeached over this, period, end of paragraph. So I know there are people like Ted Cruz, who apparently is a big fan of the war in Ukraine. I'm sure a lot of other Republicans and a lot of Democrats, too, are warmongering in Ukraine. Maybe they're, you know, bought off by the military-industrial complex. Not maybe. You know, this is insane. This is not the age of making war. You know, like I pointed out in other videos, we'll be talking about more. This is the age to beat swords into plowshares. And this is like the military-industrial complex, endless war, proxy war with Russia. This is baloney. It's not just baloney. It's dangerous. It could bring about World War III. There needs to be a negotiated peace settlement immediately. And to say that, you know, oh, Russia's a big, bad aggressor, and we're angelic. I mean, I'm going to cover that in another episode, what's going on with all the Nazi brigades and Zelensky and all this stuff. Oh, did you forget about Hunter Biden, too? Oh, he was working in Ukraine, getting $50,000 a month for doing nothing. All the corruption there. Oh, by the way, Vice President Biden had said before that he would withhold U.S. aid. You know, maybe he should have been impeached back then. But anyway, certainly he should be impeached now. That is, withhold aid in Ukraine. So, you know, this is an incredible thing. And you can see all the details on Asai Hirsch's article of what happened and how Biden, you know, worked to bring about this blowing up the pipeline. And in fact, you know, it's not he said that he would actually, you know, do it. He would blow up the pipeline, and he did. And that was thinly took that as a reason not to report to Congress. Well, he said he would do it, but now they're saying he wouldn't. Fact of the matter is, this is a clear impeachable offense. I mean, like I said in the beginning, imagine any nation like Russia or any other blowing up our pipeline, say, off the coast of Alaska or anywhere else. Of course, we had the Chinese balloon flying over, and Biden didn't seem to care about that. So, hey, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. No, it would be an act of war. Blowing up another country's infrastructure. So recently, a German chancellor just, you know, came over here, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and, you know, Biden was making disinformation, saying, oh, some Ukrainian group must have blown up without providing any evidence. Give me a break. It's already very clear, and there's clear reporting, and you even said, Mr. President, you were going to stop the pipeline. You didn't say how. Well, golly, Jiminy Crickets, I guess you followed through on that. Well, that, Mr. President, is an impeachable offense, and you need to go out of office immediately. So I ask Congress to do their job and stop warmongering in Ukraine, come to a peace settlement in Ukraine, and let's not create World War III. And why have we abandoned the nuclear treaties and acted disingenuously and dishonestly and not following what we said we're going to do on these treaties, and now Russia's abandoned the treaty too? Well, we abandoned it first. So, back to the main topic. President Biden needs to be impeached immediately over blowing up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline. And I don't think that you didn't hear much about the German chancellor's visit, did you? Well, I think he was not too happy about his country's necessary infrastructure that serves the people of his country, keep them from freezing, was blown up. And is that in the interest of the world? Is that in the interest of our ally Germany? Is it the interest of anybody? No, maybe warmongers, maybe Ted Cruz, maybe, you know, all these other people who are supporting this effort, and it's on the left and the right, both. No, wrong, Mitch McConnell, all these people. No, this is not the age for war. It's the age to beat our swords into plowshares. People promoting war are the evil ones, as Reverend Sun Moon said. They are the evil ones. So I want to iterate this. I call for the immediate impeachment of President Joe Biden. And, you know, if there's anything to previous impeachment efforts for President Trump, which there was nothing, if that's a scale on a 1 to 100, I'd say that was a minus 1, and this is 110. So I call on Congress, our congressmen, to do their duty now. My congressman is Alex Mooney. Get to work and get President Biden impeached, period. Also, all of the congressmen over there, Schumer and all these guys, and Joe Manchin. By the way, Joe Manchin is my senator, and Shelley Capito, more Capito. Get to work and impeach President Biden. This is unacceptable to be blowing up other countries' assets, committing acts of war. He has skirted the constitutional requirement, not skirted it, ignored the constitutional requirement. And by the way, when did the United States ever declare a war on Ukraine? Oh, you say we're not fighting a war in Ukraine. We're not? Oh, yeah? Well, why are we sending tens of hundreds of billions of dollars, tens of hundreds of billions of dollars over there? We are fighting a war over there, a proxy war. Who authorized this war? Where was there ever an act of war declared by Congress? Stop this insanity. Impeach President Biden and stop this insanity that could lead to World War III. That's what I have to say today. Comment below if you like this podcast and video. Share it with your friends. Do subscribe to our podcast. And also, you can go on visionroot.org, subscribe to the Daily Inspiration. We are having a family and community strengthening forum on March 18th. Our guest speaker, in addition to myself, is Patty Hidalgo Menders, who's been very instrumental in Loudoun County in fighting against critical race theory and other progressive ideologies. So we look forward to hearing her from her and her testimony of faith as well. So we thank you for listening today, and we look forward to seeing you next time. And remember that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's no place for this warmongering. President Biden has to go. And I thank you for listening. God bless, and we will see you next time.